may not know it, Nada, but I've never been so relieved in my life.
What made you think that was a bombing plane, Mandrake? You couldn't see anything in the dark.
The sound of her motors.
But the clipper ships have powerful motors.
Yes, and they also use riding lights when night flying.
That plane wasn't showing any lights, was it?
No. No, that's why I jumped for our light switch as soon as I heard her motors. No use furnishing our enemies with a target.
But an enemy bombing plane flying in from the sea, why, too utterly ridiculous.
Any more ridiculous, Nada, than an enemy submarine prowling off our very coast, destroying United States shipping?
No, I suppose not.
And yet we know that was true. Even if we don't know yet just what sent Captain X and his vicious sub to the bottom of the sea, all we know is that he's gone and we're still here, but... Lothar started the car. Confound it.
What is it, Mandrake?
Those lights outside the window. Lothar's turned on the car headlight. I wish you hadn't done that just yet.
You think the plane will see the car lights and come back?
I don't know, but there's no sense in taking any chances. Lothar?
Yes, master?
Shut off your lights and your engine and come inside.
Yes, master?
That's it. I still have a feeling that we won't be entirely out of danger, Nada, until we get clear of this place. We'll run the car without lights. Lothar and I can carry Dorfman.
Dorfman? Oh, I'd almost forgotten him.
Yes. Our one casualty, Nada. I laid him on the stretcher and covered him with a blanket so you wouldn't see him. He's not likely to survive moving, Nada.
You in dark here, Master?
Yes, Lothar. You heard that plane pass overhead, didn't you?
Yes, Master. Him not got lights?
Yeah, that's why I thought we'd better not show any. Where's Tommy?
Tommy go down, see how Miss Nada's brother get along with him plane. Him come back and tell us if everything okay.
Bless that boy. Nothing seems to upset or frighten him.
This has all been one grand adventure to Tommy.
Him Tommy got one big worry now.
Oh? What's that, Lothar?
Tommy worried about what happened to him dog.
Oh, that little dog of his he calls Trix, I remember.
Tommy say Trix one boy dog. Not take food from stranger. Starve first. Lothar promised Tommy he help him find him one boy dog.
If Trix is alive, Lothar, we'll find him for Tommy if we have to call out the militia.
Oh, I hope for Tommy's sake that Trix isn't another casualty.
Tommy's heart going to break if him not find Trix.
Well, I guess it's safe to turn on the lights in here again. Well, that plane's not coming back. Let's take a look at Dorfman. Nada, you'd better...
Let's turn the blanket down from his face, Mandrake.
But, Nada, I'm trying to spare you any further shock. You've had more than enough.
I think what I've gone through has hardened me to shock, Mandrake. I don't think I'll ever be afraid again. Here, let me turn down the blanket.
Austin, him not dead.
You're certainly right there, Lothar. Dorfman must have a constitution like iron to survive a smashed shoulder and a bullet in the back.
His heart action's still strong, Mandrake.
It's amazing if he pulls through. Moving him is what worries me.
He's coming too.
Water. Water.
Lothar, some water from the sink over there.
I'll get it, Lothar.
Him face not pale like sick man, Master.
No. Oh, he's burning up with fever.
Water. Water.
Coming, Dorfman, one moment.
Burning up inside. Burning up.
Here you are. Hold his head up, Lothar.
Yes, Lothar, do that.
Now, drink, Pilot Dorfman.
Thank you.
Let his head back now, Lothar. I'll soak my handkerchief and put it on his forehead.
You're an angel, Narda. Been pretty rotten in my time.
Don't try to talk.
I gotta talk now, while I can. That you, Mandrake?
Yes, Dorfman.
Tell me, was there an explosion out to sea?
Yes. Submarine blew up.
Well, I guess I did my share for the flag after all, didn't I?
What do you mean?
Well, remember you hypnotized Barracuda?
Yes.
Told him to take that radio bomb that was intended for you and your friends aboard the sub?
Yes, I told him to plant it in the engine room to disable the sub.
Yeah, that's right. But I had a better idea. I took the bomb aboard the sub and planted it among the torpedoes.
Among the torpedoes?
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder when Captain X threw the switch to blow us up. He blew himself into 1,000 pieces. Dorfman, what made you do that?
I knew what kind of an enemy you were dealing with, Mandrake. They're ruthless. They show no quarter. Kill or be killed is their slogan.
I guess you're right, Dorfman.
They don't play the game the way you do. No sense of sportsmanship.
I understand.
You couldn't make yourself do what I did, Mandrake, could you?
Maybe I couldn't. But I don't blame you for what you did. Not for 1 minute.
I'm glad to hear you say that.
How could we say or think anything else when we all owe our lives to you?
There was a time when I couldn't have done it either. But I learned to be tough from them. That's what you've got to learn, Mandrake, if you want to beat them.
With your help, we have beaten them, Dorfman.
You're only started. Here, inside my coat here, you'll find a small notebook. There. You got it?
This is? This red book?
Yeah. I found it in Captain X's desk. Thought it might contain valuable information.
Let's see now. Why, it does. Priceless information. Names, places, a map, too. Why, this is great, Dorfman.
Mandrake, look, at the window.
The window what, Nada?
A face. I saw it for just a moment, then it vanished.
After him, Lothar, before he gets away in the dark. After
Lothar, which master? Yeah.
I saw that face, too. It was High Pitch.
High Pitch?
The payoff man for the big boss.
Do you know who the big boss is?
No. Nobody knows. Nobody's even seen his face. But if High Pitch gets away to report that he's seen that red book in your hands, you're marked for death, Mandrake.
No, don't worry about me. We've got to get you
Mandrake,
back.
Mandrake, you know who I am? I mean, what I was before I joined up with Captain X and his sub-crew?
I can guess.
Yeah?
I knew you had been an American sailor for the first time that I saw that American flag tattooed on your chest.
That's right.
And I knew that you had once loved your flag enough to enlist in the service of your country.
United States Navy. Yeoman. First class.
You deserted?
Yes. I don't know how Captain X got to me, but he did.
I know how. He told you that democracy was worn out. Ready to be discarded.
Yeah.
That only fools refused to see that a new order was sweeping over the world. A force that would crush democracy.
That's right. Get on the bandwagon. Join the parade before it's too late, they said.
And the bandwagon was an armored tank that rolled over defenseless men and women and children. And the parade was a horde of steel-helmeted soldiers.
Yeah.
A parade that left behind it not cheering throngs, but homeless, hopeless people.
Yeah, that's right. Now I'm a deserter. A traitor to my country.
That's not the way I'm reporting your case, Dorfman.
Huh? What do you mean?
You didn't desert. You've been AWOL. Absent without leave. Because you saw a great chance to be of real service to your country.
Oh, how I wish that was true, Mandrake.
Oh, yes. It is true. You see, Dorfman, we don't always know ourselves why we're picked to do certain things by that great commanding officer who watches over the whole world.
I'd like to believe that, too.
Don't worry. It'll read, Yeoman Dorfman detached on special duty in the service of his country.
God bless you, Mandrake. God bless you. God bless you.
I'm afraid that'll have to be changed to read. Yeoman Dorfman died while detached on special duty in the service of his country.